Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 80th Venice International Film Festival. I'm very happy to be joined by Harmony Corrine with this lovely mask for Agro Drift screening here. Thank you for being here.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, what you said also in the press conference is that you didn't want to make a movie. He wanted to make what comes after movies. So I'm asking you, isn't it time for movies anymore? I mean, not in a linear sense of it all.
I mean, for some people, I was just bored with films. That was pretty much it. I was bored with watching movies and making, and I was kind of, when I said it's, you know, maybe it's not a movie, I was really just trying to, you know, when we're making it, I was like, you know, what is there something that comes after conventional film? Is there something that's maybe an emergence of art and music and live action and gaming? And like, I wanted to try to see if I could get to some place that was more like a sensory, like a rave, like a dance or something that was had a kind of more of a physical element that, and also it was just like it was fun. I was trying to enjoy myself.
Do you think that, I don't want to say responsibility, but also maybe the task, I don't know which word to use, of a filmmaker is to you know, push boundaries, push their own limits and the audience limits to the vision, to the experience of film?
I mean, yeah, I think there's a certain kind of maybe director who that's, it's fun. It's fun for me to just try to. If I haven't seen something, but I feel like it's there and it's difficult to articulate, I'm just going to try it. I want to just see if I can make it. It doesn't have to be for the whole world. It doesn't necessarily need to appeal to everyone. But I just always have the urge to kind of to play with the medium a little bit and to make things not so serious and to. See what kind of different worlds are out there.
But at the same time, also with your company, how do you think that this experiment that you're doing can have other directors and filmmakers benefit from?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. I think that's what we'll see. I think, like you're seeing right now, a time in history where it's very hard for a lot of people to create.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's never been a time that's creatively, there's so many possibilities. In some ways, it's the best time to be an artist because things are limitless and the tech is starting to catch up to the imagination. And so I just think people have to find the joy in the process again. If there's no joy in the process, if it's only drudgery and it's all just, you know, then it's like, then it shows in the film. So I think whatever it is, there needs to be some type of a search for joy and meaning.
The world of cinema and the world of video games are intertwining more and more. And how did the aesthetics of the video game, the possibilities of this kind of vision serve your vision?
I started, you know, the last couple of years playing video games much more than watching films and starting to feel like gaming was starting to become more exciting in some ways and films were starting to feel like more oppressive. And so it's not to say that I love one or more than the other. It's just to say that gaming started to, especially like RPGs, and it was almost like the kind of world creation element is very appealing to me.
How would you say that is the relationship with the audience and your audience?
With what audience?
Your audience. I think
the relationship with the
What's your relationship with your audience? Do you think about your audience? I mean, I think you have, you know, fans.
Yeah.
Out there. I mean, I don't know if you think about them.
I just try to make that shit as base as possible. I just try to make it base. I try to bring the heat. That's all I try to do.
One last thing. How did the story come together? I mean, what did you think that it could be interesting to have, you know, to follow Jordi Moya's character's train of thought?
Yeah.
In a way.
I don't know. I like this idea of this kind of this hitman in this kind of weird dystopian world. It's almost like the visuals and the sound is almost like a world. It's like caught between two worlds, this world and something maybe more dreamy and elevated. And I figured in the end it was just hitmen. It was just people that were. It was just a kind of a lost culture. And I liked the playing with the character concept of a broken hitman, of a hitman who's so good, but at the same time he's filled with doubt. So it was it just kind of came about naturally.
Thank you so much, Harmony Corrine,
thank
for
you.
Being with us.
Appreciate
for
it.
Agro Drift, screening at the 8th Venice International Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.